Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We continue today in this third chapter of the book of Genesis, this book of beginnings, and we come to a very important verse. Tucked into just this one verse are penetrating truths that reveal who God is and how God will deal with not just Adam and Eve's sin, but the sinfulness of all men and all women who have ever followed them. Herein we have a glimmer of the gospel. I want to take some time with this verse, and my desire is to walk us through it in such a way that we will capture its meaning for all of humanity down through the centuries and ages since this was originally written. One of the things this verse also reveals is the importance of really paying attention to what we read when we read the Bible. Details matter. To understand God's Word, we have to spend concentrated time with God's Word. It is a major concern of mine that too many Bible readers treat the text purely devotionally. There is what Christians will often call a quiet time, or devotions, in which we grab a short portion of the Bible, read it once, say a quick prayer, and get out the door in time for school and work and other commitments. Or perhaps we try and squeeze this in before we close our eyes and nod off to sleep at night. As long as we can check the box that says, "I've had my devotions," then we are satisfied we are understanding what we read. Not so. Much of consequence is easily missed when we are not careful. Now, someone might retort, "So you're saying to drop the devotions? Kick the quiet time out of my busy schedule?" No, I am not saying that. In fact, just the opposite. Expand your time with the Lord and His Word. If a ministry like God Is can help you to see truth you might be missing, I will be grateful to the Holy Spirit for planting biblical truth in your mind and heart. And I will pray that truth finds application in your life, out there in this evil world, after the quiet time is finished. This very moment may not really be the best time for you to think carefully upon what we learn together. For example, you may listen by car radio and you're in traffic or hurrying somewhere with a few other things on your mind. What you will then find helpful to do will be to either jot down a few notes after you park the car, or get the God Is podcast and listen again at a time when there is quiet. Some listeners tell me, "You pack so much in, I have to listen two or three times to really get it." Well, that is why the free podcast exists and is easy to get. Just visit godisministry.org online, and you will see them front and center on the homepage, godisministry.org. My desire is never that you will check the box on God Is. I'm all caught up. I've listened to them all. No, my desire is that you can say, "This is what I have learned, and this is what I will apply to my life and use today." We do not want knowledge, even biblical knowledge, for the sake of pure knowledge, to park it in the mind. We want the knowledge and wisdom of God so that He impacts and transforms our whole lives. We want the Scripture to fill the mind and the heart, and then move out to the tongue, the hands, and the feet, for us to be a living Bible. Okay, I say all of that to say that we, myself included, really need to pay attention to Genesis 3, verse 15, which reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." The first insight I have is that God is in charge here. If you are a note taker, get this down. God is in charge. Highlight the second word in the verse, the pronoun I. Who is I? I is God. Holy God is the one speaking. These are his words to the serpent, a continuation of verse 14 that we looked at last time. Verses 14 and 15 go together, and God is the one dispensing with his judgment, with his punishment for the serpent who has deceived Eve into eating of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. God has never, not for one millisecond, lost control of the garden in Eden. God is sovereignly and providentially in complete control. Nothing that has happened is beyond his knowledge or came as a surprise to him. And as the Almighty turns to the serpent he created, God begins, "And I." Let's pretend for just a few minutes that God has lost control, that God was somehow no longer in charge. Who then might be in charge? Well, I could tell you who certainly thought he was, and that is Satan. Satan, the devil, he thought he really had God, the woman and the man beaten. Remember, as I have said all along, dating back to verse 1 of this third chapter, the serpent who Satan possessed approached Eve. The voice Eve heard was the voice of the devil, but he cunningly used an animal to break her trust in God and her trust in God's word. Satan knew that God created man and woman and gave them dominion over the earth, including every animal. Genesis 1 verse 26 says this, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" You heard the word rule. God made man and woman to rule, to have dominion over the animals, and yet Satan had managed to infiltrate one of those animals in his attack on God. Satan must be feeling pretty good about himself. He's managed to best God by turning one of his own creatures against Adam and Eve. And Eve, and then Adam, believed Satan. They took his word over God's word. Another win for the devil. Can you feel God's control slipping away? Furthermore, the devil really had the woman right where he wanted her. He used her to influence her husband towards sin. As the Bible later says, the man was not deceived by the serpent, Satan. Rather, the woman was, but she was able to get her husband anyway. Now they have both fallen. Success. Control has shifted from God to the devil, right? Wrong. I mean dead wrong. The deceiver was the most deceived of all. Full of pride and ambition to take down Eve and Adam with him, God exercises his everlasting dominion over Satan and says, "I." What a powerful word this is, "I." And God continues, "I will put enmity." God, reminding all of us who is in charge, keeps control of the situation and directly curses serpent and Satan by inserting enmity between you and the woman. Enmity means hostility and hatred. Enmity means hostility and hatred. Instead of there being this friendly alliance between the woman and Satan, instead of the devil being in charge, God asserts his authority, and Satan must listen to God. Did you get that? Satan must listen to God. Who is in control here? God is. Theologian Edward J. Young puts this truth this way: "There is only one that can overcome the tempter, only one who can cause him to be silent and to listen, and that is God." We may sometimes fall into the error of thinking that Satan is on an equality with God. Well, is it then that we bring to mind that Satan is but a creature? Satan, the creature, is no match for God, the Creator. And then, significantly, Young adds, when the evil of the world overwhelms us, may we remember this: our God can cause the evil one to listen and can pronounce righteous condemnation upon the adversary of our souls. Friends, God and Satan are not equal. God rules over Satan always. I find this very comforting, and I hope you do too. You and I live in an evil world. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 says Satan is the god of this world. He has so many of our family and friends blinded to truth. And sometimes we get so discouraged watching nations full of people swoon in their love for all things dark and vile. Sometimes we can look up from our prayer and ask God, where are you? And how long, O Lord? How long before Jesus comes and makes all things right? We get weary in the daily fight against the evil one. I know I do. My friend, take heart. Be of good courage. God makes Satan listen. God has put enmity between the devil and us. And God has thwarted and will continue to thwart Satan's operation. We just need a little more faith. Ask Christ to build our faith, to keep us watchful in waiting. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. The first insight I have is that God is in charge here. And when you join me again tomorrow, we will, Lord willing, continue in this verse. I want to stick with God, who has never, not once, lost control. There is much to learn here, and every detail will be an encouragement to us. Do you need to be encouraged? Then be here tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.